The president-elect surely will have his hands full when he takes office, and some food lovers want to make sure that his belly is full, too, full of organic fruits and vegetables. They are petitioning the next president to plant a new organic garden on the White House grounds. And as NPR's Brian Reed reports, these agitators have come up with some peculiar ways of getting attention.
Students at Watkins Elementary School in Southeast D.C. have seen their fair share of school buses. But they've never seen a bus quite like this.
There's an upside-down bus on the bus!
That's right, an upside-down school bus. Well, it's two buses, really. A right-side-up one with another flipped over and fused to the top. Four tires stick up in the air like the legs of a cow lying on its back. And in the roof, right where the second bus's engine would have been, is a small vegetable garden.
People have just kind of gravitated towards this upside-down school bus just because they want to know what it is, so it opens it up to potential for having a conversation.
That's Daniel Bowman-Simon, and the conversation he wants to have is about the state of the American diet. He and his friend Casey Gustavaro founded the White House Organic Farm Project, the WHO Farm. Since August, they've driven their bus to 25 states, spreading the gospel of eating local and eating organic.
We need to be more holistic in the way that we view health in this country, and a lot of it comes down to eating healthier. You know, people who eat healthier don't get sick as much.
For the WHO Farm guys and other sustainable food junkies, eating locally grown produce is not just about health. They say it's also about cutting down the amount of fuel we use to transport food, about communities congregating around a garden, about rediscovering America's agricultural roots. Daniel Simon.
If we have arguably the most famous person in the country eating off the most visible piece of land in the country, which is a piece of land that we all share collectively, that could inspire immense changes.
As it turns out, the WHO farmers are not the only grassroots gardeners trying to get the president-elect's ear.
It might sound a bit trivial to some people, the idea of a garden on the White House lawn, but it's not. It's something that would speak to millions of people in the United States and even more people around the world who look at gardens and small subsistence farms as a way of making a living and as a way of putting good food on the table.
Roger Dwarin directs Kitchen Gardeners International. In February, he launched an online campaign called Eat the View, the view being, of course, the pristine White House grounds. Like the WHO Farm, Eat the View has an online petition. Together, both campaigns have collected about 18,000 signatures. At one point, Dwarin even raised money for his nonprofit by selling imaginary plots of the White House lawn on eBay. But not everyone is so supportive.
I think the idea to put an organic farm on the White House lawn is as shallow a stunt as is the intellectual rigor of the organic movement as a whole.
Alex Avery is the author of The Truth About Organic Food and director of research at the Center for Global Food Issues. He says that feeding the world's population organically, without synthetic fertilizer, would mean plowing down millions of square miles of wildlife habitat.
It would create no solutions. It would, in fact, create nothing but problems.
Not to mention that some of what the activists are proposing may already be going on.
Tomatoes, peppers, squashes, cucumbers, these sorts of things were actually grown on the roof of the White House.
Walter Scheib was the White House executive chef for 11 years under Presidents Clinton and George W. Bush. He says people might be surprised at some of the sustainable practices already in place at the White House.
There's always an assumption that something isn't happening already, but Mrs. Bush is adamant about organics. If anything was available as an organic, it was to be the default.
Still, the WHO Farm and Eat the View are petitioning for something a bit more ambitious and more visible, and they find reasons to be optimistic. Famous foodies like Chef Alice Waters and best-selling author Michael Pollan are calling for a White House garden. And the students at Watkins Elementary seem pretty excited, too.
Go online and sign your petition if my mom lets me.
Okay, yeah, awesome. Yes, ask her for permission.
Now all they need is for Barack Obama to get on the bus. Brian Reed, NPR News, Washington.
And you can see the upturned school bus and learn more about the WHO Farm at our website, npr.org.